USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden's in Mexico City for 2 days of meetings with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. First up, one-on-one conversations with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador and the migration crisis.
President Biden will be talking to AMLO specifically about now how Mexico is helping with this issue in terms of some of the migrants who are now going to be expelled back to this country when they reach the U.S. border, but also some new pathways for migrants from those countries, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Correspondent Monica Alba with the president in Mexico City. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is visiting El Paso and Yuma today, meeting with law enforcement officers, community leaders, and others that work with asylum seekers. More than 100,000 California power customers are without power as yet another big storm is slamming the coast. On Capitola Beach in central California, reporter Marissa Parra is looking at an already devastated scene.
This is a sea of debris, and needless to say, this is not what this normally looks like. And what you have to remember is that this is all washed up from the last storm. This has been a place that has just been pummeled by rain over the last week.
Several areas of the coast, especially near rivers, are under evacuation orders. It's back to school for students at the University of Idaho this week. They return knowing that a suspect in November's murders of four of their fellow students is under arrest. The university provost calls that a relief. House members will vote on some new rules for the new session tonight, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. A national political watchdog group wants the Federal Election Commission to investigate the source of the $700,000 campaign loan that new Congressman George Santos made to himself. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The championship of big-time college football is on the line tonight in Los Angeles when Georgia takes on Texas Christian. The Bulldogs look to lift the trophy for the second straight year. The Horned Frogs are the Cinderella team, thanks to knocking off heavily favored Michigan in the semifinals. Goodbye, Red Zone Channel, for another season. Now it's the NFL playoff games.
The NFL playoff field is officially set. The Eagles and Chiefs each locked up the top seeds in the NFC and AFC, respectively. The 49ers, Vikings, and Buccaneers round out the top four NFC seeds. The Cowboys, Giants, and Seahawks earned the wild card spots, with Seattle getting in after the Lions beat the Packers on Sunday night. In the AFC, the Bills, Bengals, and Jaguars round out the top four spots. The Chargers, Ravens, and Dolphins also secured wild card spots. I'm Julio Flores.
The first playoff game is Saturday afternoon when the 49ers go for the hat trick and they host the Seahawks. Then it's the Chargers at Jacksonville. Three games Sunday before the super wild card round wraps up Monday night when the Bucks host the Cowboys. And the NFL coaching carousel is starting to turn. Lovie Smith is out after just 1 year as coach of the Houston Texans. The team's third win of the season, yesterday's last second victory over Indianapolis, actually handed Chicago the first pick in April's draft. And the Cardinals, who finished at 4-13, have let go head coach Cliff Kingsbury after just two seasons. Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.